It's Memorial Day weekend and the unofficial start of summer in Vermont, and it's also the start of the season for most of the Vermont state parks. Now, Amy, you've been looking into what's new at the state parks this season. What have you learned?
There are a couple new programs this year that'll take place in the state parks. 10 of the 50-plus state parks will be participating in a program with the Fish and Wildlife Department, and that's called Reel Fun, spelled R-E-E-L.
As in fishing reel?
Exactly, as in fishing reel. Those parks will be loaning out fishing equipment to encourage families to give fishing a try.
And will they need a Vermont fishing license to do this?
They will, but they don't have to buy a full season's license. There are also short-term licenses, one-day licenses, and they'll be able to buy those right at the participating parks.
So what else is going on at the parks this season?
Well, you may have heard Vermont has proclaimed 2015 to be the year of the arts, and 7 parks are going to host artists in residence later in the season.
Oh, that's interesting. Do we know which parks are participating in that?
No, the details haven't been released yet, but once they're available, they'll be posted on the state parks website.
And did I hear something about park fees going up this year?
Yes, they are proposing some modest fee increases, but it's a pretty involved process to increase state park fees. So some fees may go up, but not until later in the season.
Any other news from the state parks you can tell us about?
Yes. As you know, Mitch, Vermont officials are worried about a couple of invasive insects coming into Vermont.
Let me guess, the notorious emerald ash borer?
That's right, and the Asian longhorn beetle as well. And both of those bugs are often transported to new areas by catching ride on wood. So state parks are asking campers from out of state not to bring their own firewood, but they're still allowing Vermonters to bring their own native wood since neither insect has been spotted in the state yet.
Well, that's the good news. And switching from camping to hiking, the Green Mountain Club is looking for volunteers to staff a visitor center in Smuggler's Notch for the season. Is this a new center?
Well, yes and no. It's a new visitor center, but it's located in Barnes Camp, which is a logging camp that was built back in 1910 and recently renovated, and it sits right on Route 108 at the foot of the notch on the Stowe side.
And how can people find out more about this?
They're holding an open house at Barnes Camp today and tomorrow.
And from what I understand, it may be a bit easier for some folks to get there than it has been in recent weeks.
That's right. The Stowe Village end of Route 108 has been closed for several weeks for a bridge replacement, and that bridge just reopened yesterday, a full week ahead of schedule.
Ah, but when one bridge opens, another one closes?
Yeah, that's construction season for you. The bridge on 114 in East Burke Village is closing on Tuesday, and V-Trans is rebuilding the entire bridge, so traffic will have to go around for the next 3 weeks.
When you say around, are you talking about a long way around?
It's not too bad if you can take the local roads, but trucks that exceed the weight limit of the local roads will face a significant detour. On 91 coming from the north, it'll be an extra 20 miles around, and the route from the south is a 48.5-mile detour.
Well, that will take some extra planning for sure. Amy, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Mitch.